No one knows what it's like to be the bad man.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before Randy called, we were talking about Gavin Newsom. The recall election in California is up September 14. And the Democrats out there are a little nervous about it. He's a good governor, a great governor. There's a real pack of losers running. Got a weird law out in California. We don't want to lose that governorship. We want the governorships of New York and California. We're going to hold them. We're going to hold them both. But in this case, the deal is this. It's a very weird law. You go in to vote on the recall date of September 14, and out there, they don't do September elections. They're afraid of a low turnout. A lot of low information voters won't come out to support Newsom. And you get a ballot. It has two things on it. One of them has no names except Newsom's. It says, do you want to recall Gavin Newsom? Yes or no? Yes or no? And you can go in there, and if you're low information, something he did tick me off. And you don't go deep. You don't go thinking, well, who's the nut that would take over for him? He's a darn good governor. The fact that I don't think he's perfect, blah, blah, blah. And they're afraid that there will not be enough Democrats come out because they all think he's going to win anyway. Why do they think that? Because right underneath that question is the second question. Which of the following 41 people do you think should be governor? And Gavin Newsom's name is not on there. He can't, in effect, run to succeed himself once he's been recalled. There are 41 pieces of work, not a single one on there who is competent to work for the state of California in any position, much less governor. You know, everybody hears about Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner is a piece of work. She said, well, she supports Trump and everything. And in ridiculing COVID and saying the election was a fraud, she supports Trump. We don't want that. We don't want her. Out. Get out of here. Not competent. Then you have another 40 people. And the guy who's ahead by 10 points is a right-wing radio host, like Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, one of these people, shoots his mouth off all the time. COVID is a hoax. The election was stolen, that kind of thing. And let me be blunt. If on the first election, even a slight majority goes, yeah, we want to recall Gavin Newsom, they don't get to vote for him again. He's in the trash. Then you go to the list of 41 losers. And right now, by 10%, this guy, right-wing radio nut, would be the governor. And he doesn't need 50% of the vote. He needs a plurality. In other words, more votes than anyone else. And most people are at 1% or 0.5%. So if he gets 15% and Caitlyn Jenner gets 9% and the rest get 5% down to 1, he is the governor and does not have a clue how to be the governor. I told you about two mistakes that Gavin Newsom made. One of them was the people ginning this thing up, which were just right-wing nuts, you know, on a lark. They were going to go, oh, we're going to recall them. And they blew the deadline, couldn't get it done. And they asked for an extension because of COVID. And Newsom didn't send a lawyer to the hearing, even a volunteer lawyer. Could have called me up. I'd go out there as a volunteer. What the heck? Judge goes, oh, well, I mean, I think this is a nutty request, but the governor doesn't care. I don't care. And he signs the extension. So then they get the signatures. Then the second deal is when it comes time to how do you want your name to be on the ballot, they ask him. He goes, his campaign manager, who's an idiot, goes, Gavin Newsom, that's his name. Okay. He forgot to say Democratic Party. So on the recall ballot, there's no reference to the Democratic Party for Gavin Newsom. And then they went to court and tried to get it overturned. It did not work. Gavin Newsom has been extraordinarily sloppy about this, but he's a good governor. Very good governor. Very, very good governor. And you're going to just imagine, say Rush Limbaugh had been come, who is now deceased, but let's say, or Sean Hannity now, or let's say Tucker Carlson, guys like Tucker Carlson. Let's say Tucker Carlson, let's just say he became governor of California, which is what's going to happen if the Democrats don't turn out in California. If you have friends out there, call them, tell them to vote. I don't care if they're mad at Gavin Newsom because they had to wear a mask. It's not his fault. Get in there. But what do you think Tucker Carlson would do? He'd shoot his mouth off. Shoot his mouth off for the years that he'd be the governor before he could beat him in the next election. He'd veto everything. There'd be no spending on anything. He'd insult people racially. He'd do all this stuff. Tucker Carlson would do that. He does it all the time anyway. He does it all and lies. He lies all the time. All the time. You want that as governor of California? You think, okay, well, everybody out there is just like you are. You're smart. You listen to the news, read some news, make up your mind. No, believe me, no. If you walked down the street of Milwaukee or Ladysmith and asked everybody you met, who's the governor of Wisconsin, half of them wouldn't know, believe me. If you asked them who the vice president of the United States was, a lot of them wouldn't know. If you said name one Supreme Court justice, none could do it. People don't pay attention. So if you have friends out in California, relatives, you call them, tell them to vote for Gavin Newsom, not to recall him, because he doesn't get to have his name listed among the nut jobs, the 41 nut jobs who all want to be it. And when I say nut jobs, some of these people are just guy in the street. You don't have to get a lot of signatures out there to be on the ballot. Guy in the street, sitting around the bar one day, he goes, hey, I'm going to run for governor of California. Buddies go, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. He goes out and gets a few signatures. Has his buddies get him? He's on the ballot. He's a big man. He's not going to win. He's going to get 0.5%. But what he's going to do is chip away, chip away, chip away, chip away. And a lot of those people vote to recall Newsom. And then what's going to happen? Then what's going to happen is this right-wing nut gets in. So it's a very dangerous circumstance. I'll tell you what. One piece of odd news, Lindsey Graham, little Ganymede, Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, bad news, diagnosed with COVID. He was vaccinated too. It's the variant, jumped onto Lindsey Graham. 0.08%, 0.008% of 164 million people who've been fully vaccinated can get it. That's one in every 1,300. So get yourself vaccinated. There's one chance in 1,300 it'll jump onto you. And if it does, you won't die. You won't be on a ventilator. You won't go to the hospital. But you'll be a carrier. Got to be careful with your friends and people around you. Lindsey Graham was in a houseboat party. I don't know if you knew this. Joe Manchin lives in a houseboat in Washington, D.C. He lives in a houseboat. Invite some senators over for a party, some dinner or something. And it's bipartisan. Lindsey Graham was there, but so was Mark Kelly from Arizona. And so John Thune, North Dakota. And, you know, they're all yucking it up. I don't know. Did Lindsey infect any of them? That would be bad for the infrastructure vote. You need all the Democrats there. So stay tuned on Lindsey Graham. But you can get it, but you're only one in 1,300 likely to. Get vaccinated quick. Vaccinated quick. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
To be the bad man. To be the sad man. Behind blue eyes.